Braden Brown now joined by Kate Boss, Osage City girls basketball coach, still very much alive in sub-state action. Coach, we appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Really well. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. I'm sure as a coach and as a team, you're very happy that when you get to this part of March, your team is still going strong.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those situations where, yeah, if you're playing right now, you're feeling pretty good about things.
Next game coming up on Wednesday, you'll host Frontenac. But before we preview that one, Coach, let's go back to your last game that was your first playoff game against Columbus. Can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah, the girls honestly just came out ready to play. They've been pretty excited. We joked about how it was actually like the longest break we had had without a game from our game before Substate started. I mean, I think it was like 8 days, 7 days, went from a Friday to the next Friday, I guess. So we just hadn't had that much time off. So some time to work on some things, some time to let our bodies heal a little bit and just get ready for that game. But the girls came out ready to play. They were excited and we started off pretty hot.
You mentioned that long layoff. Was there anything in particular you and the team were working on?
No, just kind of dialing in some things, maybe adding a few other little wrinkles to some things that we already had in place. So, I mean, nothing major, just keep our shot dialed in and just continue to stay focused on, taking things one game at a time, but just getting things kind of tuned up, ready for Substate.
Definitely makes sense. I know during our conversations, injury bug and other weird circumstances has happened to the team. Is everybody back healthy and you guys firing on all cylinders right now?
As of right now, we are all back and healthy. We had a last little kind of ankle tweak in that Lebo game. Actually, it was in the JV game from one of my subs off the bench. And she's back and ready to go. And as of right now, things are rolling along.
Hosting Frontenac on Wednesday, what do you know about them, Coach?
They're a very athletic team. I mean, they don't look super deep because I think they suit up 8 or 9 girls, but all 8 or 9 girls can play. So I know just from the film that I've watched, they're very athletic. It is going to be a battle. It's definitely not a game you want to look past. They run some zone, run some man. They run a little bit of everything, and they're definitely workers.
What do you think the biggest key to the game will be for you guys to come out on top?
We're just going to have to continue to bring our energy and again, just focused on that game and bring the energy from a start and get off to a really good start. Helps us out big time.
What do you need to see over the next kind of like week for Osage City to get back to the state tournament?
Well, it's a tough road ahead of us. So we just have to be locked in, and the girls are. They're locked in and they're focused on the task at hand, and they know that we got to live in the present time of what's going on that day. Like today we got practice, so we got to be focused and making it the best practice we've had so far so we can continue to carry that over day to day.
Kate Boss, Osage City girls basketball coach. We've appreciated her time all season long on our Coach's Corner program. Coach, thanks for the time today.
Excellent. Thank you.
Today's Coach's Corner on Country 101.7 FM is brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation and Thiel Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.